What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Is it that we don't know where to go out anymore, or we just don't go out anymore?
And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh no.
One of them throws up on our friend's shoulder.
He's witty and funny and seemingly cute and hopefully tall.
The subject line is, does it count if he wasn't hard?
Ooh, is this one of the pen pals?
No. Those guys are all dead.
We're live.
Good morning.
And on
good
Katie's morning. Floor with a beautiful apple candle directly in front of me.
Is it apple?
I don't know. It smells like very fall-esque. That thing is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Careful with that thing.
No, it's not apple. But I think I just smelled too close to it and it like wasn't the scent. It was like just the wax.
Yeah. Just the fire.
Yeah. I didn't get like the essence. I just got the heat.
I have my fall scented candles in full swing in here.
Kind of the first thing I said when I walked into this room is I was like, it smells like fall.
Yeah, Nest has the best fall candles. You heard it here first. Nest or Bath & Body Works?
Nest has really good fall and always really good Christmas candles.
Very good Christmas candles. Very true.
Wait, remember when they pumped that scent across Fifth Avenue? You know what I'm talking about? Nest like released the specific Christmas scent last year and then they pumped it across Fifth Avenue.
No.
It was a whole thing.
Can this dog
shut
up? I
wasn't there for that.
Do you hear this dog?
I wonder if the people will be able to hear the dog.
They're trying to make a cameo.
The Doge. But they did. And then I have the little like, whatever, what's the thing called with the sticks?
And it diffuser.
Diffuser.
That thing. And it's still, I still have it. It's been a year.
Yeah, I have like six diffusers in here.
Still smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas in October.
It's gorgeous. I'm so ready for Christmas. I'm so excited.
Me too. Did you see they're already building the Christmas markets on Bryant Park?
I didn't.
Like they're already putting up the structures for the Christmas markets and it's not even November.
I'll have to go for a walk today and see, check it out.
Yeah.
You should, because if you go in a month, it's going to be like the worst place of your entire
life.
Yeah,
that's why I always go when I'm at work.
I was going to say, they need to figure out some new spots for other Christmas markets, because the Bryant Park one, you can't even walk through it.
The Bryant Park one is never as bad as the Union Square, though. People are pouring out of Union Square.
The Union Square one, though, I also feel like it's like more of a path.
Yeah.
You know? Like it's like a little like walkway.
Yeah.
And so naturally, it's like the worst lazy river of your entire life with 16 million people all trying to walk through the same narrow pathway. Whereas Bryant Park, I feel like, is like sprawled out.
Yeah.
More.
True. I think it's just bigger.
Also true.
I think the Bryant Park one's just bigger.
Yeah.
Like in general. So. And, well, which one's closer to Times Square?
Bryant Park.
Bryant Park?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You'd think that one would be more chaotic.
You would think. Yeah. You would think.
You would think.
You want to know what's so sad? Is I naturally, as I do every single day, I look on Street Easy for apartments.
Same. Honestly, same. That's my favorite thing to do.
Favorite thing. And the market is like literally so bad that I feel like the only viable place to live in the city is like Midtown West, where nobody wants to live. That's like affordable for a nice apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Midtown West. What a good way to put it. Midtown West.
AKA Times Square.
Yeah. AKA Times Square.
It's like I made when it people, sound so whimsical.
It's like when people like this. People do the same thing about Murray Hill. They don't like to say, I live in Murray Hill. What do they say? Midtown
Gramercy.
East. They like describe it in a way that's like, oh, I live like right above. And I'm like, so you live in Murray Hill.
They're like, no. I live 20 streets above Gramercy.
Just own it.
Or
live in Murray
say
Hill.
Flatiron, I feel like.
Yeah.
Nomad, one of those areas.
Which I also actually feel like you can get a decent apartment in those areas.
No, you really can. But yeah. It's just funny that people are like, refuse to say they live in Murray Hill.
Yeah. Murray Hill is like Satan's playground.
Murray Hill needs to hire a PR team. I feel like they... Well, what cracks me up is how they had Anthropology hosted their event at the Gem.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Gem Saloon
funny.
Is like, I mean, a great pastime, but it's kind of like, like, I don't know.
I've only been there like 3 times ever.
The armpit of Murray Hill.
I've been there so many times. It's disgusting.
I used to go after work with my coworkers after we had vendor events. It was at least twice a week we would have a vendor happy hour at the advertising agency that I worked for. And we were all like 23, so we went to all of them and then would go out after. And my office was near Murray Hill.
Yeah. Well, so. That makes sense because I feel like I spent a lot of nights there. A lot of days, a lot of nights.
I remember that there were the hottest guys ever who used to go to the Gem Saloon.
Mm-hmm. We used to also go to the Factory 380 all the time.
I don't think I went to that one.
That was where we would typically end up.
I remember we used to go to 1&1 a lot.
Oh my God.
Does that place still exist?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was a blast from the past just thinking about that.
Right, my roommate went there the other weekend.
No way.
Yeah.
Was she fun? I feel like we used to have so much fun there.
She said that it was bringing back a lot of memories of not having a good experience.
Oh.
So I think no.
I see. Okay. So it was some bad flashbacks.
I would rip fireball shots there. You know, I was actually just having this conversation with someone about how no one knows where to go out anymore. Like where to go out anymore. And I'm like, is it that we don't know where to go out anymore? Or we just like don't go out anymore. So we don't like have any recent memories of where to go. And by going out, I mean like having a night.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a cocktail bar. Sure. I got plenty of those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dive bar just to like bop in, but not like a place to like go out and like, you know?
Yeah. I'm like beep bop.
Yeah.
I think it's because we never do it. And so we don't want to go back to the old places that we used to go because we think that there has to be somewhere bigger and better and newer.
Wait, but you know, they're like, I sent you guys that girl has been blowing up recently because her entire thing is like taking advantage of that gap in the market. It's like nobody knows where the fuck to go out. And so she just stops hot dudes on the side of the road.
Yes.
Ellie for the girls.
Ellie for the girls. I love her.
Ellie for the girls. If you're listening, if you want to come on the podcast, be our guest, please.
I really like Ellie for the girls. Like I am constantly saving her TikToks.
She is honestly like the Virgin Mary. She is like, or what is it? Like the, she just like does things like work for the people. She's a woman for the people.
She is.
She's also has no social anxiety. Like she just walks up to random hot dudes on the street and she's like, first of all, tell me where you go out. Second of all, can I take a Polaroid picture of you?
Yeah.
It's like the girl fears nothing.
I think she has a boyfriend too.
She does.
That's why she's for the girls. Like she's like, I don't need this, but I'm doing the Lord's work. Like she is, she's holy.
Putting in work.
Well, she also said, she's like, I literally have nothing to lose. Like,
if
when
you guys
I go up
haven't
to guys,
seen this, it's going to come up on your For You page now because your phone's probably listening to you.
We'll just search Ellie for the girls. But she like lists really good places, actually. Like one of the places that she, I guess she met some guy and he invited her and her friends to their pregame and it was in Fideye and they went to that place.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's called?
In Brooklyn.
No. It's in Fideye.
Oh, Laissez-Faire.
Yeah, Laissez-Faire.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No. I was supposed to go a couple weeks ago, but I was working and...
Well, allegedly, it's a really fun club to go to, so maybe we should try it out.
Laissez-Faire. Yeah. Okay.
It's just in Fideye, so you guys will have to come to my neck of the woods.
That's fine. Research. It's research for the podcast.
It is.
We can expense it.
Business expense. We're going to Laissez-Faire.
I love it.
And with that, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Good. It's a special morning episode.
Living the dream.
We're recording this before work.
It's a beautiful morning in New York, but I feel like we have to say it's not a beautiful day a lot of other places. So if you're being affected by the hurricane at all, I hope you're staying safe.
I know. Katie and I were just talking about that before you walked in. It's like the TikToks that I see are terrifying.
It's really scary.
I'm like, I can't even imagine.
I know.
Everyone who I've talked to, if it's an adult who has parents that are down there, or people our age who have grandparents or parents down there, they're like, we've been through this so many times. I'm not leaving. I'm sticking it out, whatever. But all of the news broadcasts by the local channels are so scary. I know. Luckily, my dad is further south, and so they're not getting affected by it as much. I know a lot of people who the last storm really affected and now are just going to get pummeled again, which is really scary.
I know. I think that's the worst part. I was seeing a TikTok about how because of the first storm, so much like what happens is, of course, like when your house gets any sort of water in it, it's like sewage water. So you have to get rid of all the furniture, like toss it on the curb. Mm-hmm. So now that means there's a lot of projectiles, aka like things that can, when the water rises again, or the wind or whatever happens, like the residuals will like throw furniture into the air, like through, like it will sail through the air and hit someone's house.
Yeah.
So because of the first storm, it's like even worse that there's now another one coming, and like just everything that happened from the first storm can now, it's just, honestly, I've been seeing videos that are comparing it, like, or saying it's going to be like one of the top five worst storms hurricanes ever in history.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like worse than Katrina.
Yeah. I saw a satellite image last night, and it was a satellite of Katrina and then a satellite of Helene and then now Hurricane Milton, and it's just crazy. It looks like a beast even from those pictures.
Can we talk about why, like, Milton? Like, I'm sorry. Milton.
They had to pick a really ugly name. Like, because it's a really ugly
hurricane.
They
go through the alphabet.
I know that. Really? But Milton.
Wait, but how is... I did know that, but and that seems right. But how could there have been IJK?
Well, because there probably were...
Oh, in other places.
Yeah, but like tiny ones that we didn't really hear about. Yeah.
Wait, so who names them? Is it like the National Hurricane Association or the global? Like, where...
I don't
where
know.
Where are the names coming from?
I saw a broadcast clip of this meteorologist from a Tampa news station, and he was really old and he was tearing up talking Aww. About it, and you could just tell how much he like cares about his community and is scared for how bad the storm is going to be, and that just is so sad and scary. Wait,
it's crazy. I just read a little thing that says that hurricanes are now named according to a list corresponding to the region they originate. In fact, hurricane names have already been selected through 2029.
What?
So if you want to look up like what they're going to be called, there's like data. Wait, let me try to find Milton. Where's Milton? 2024. Milton. Oh, next is Nadine. Then Oscar. Patty. Oh, my God.
Hurricane Patty.
P-A-T-T-Y. My mom's name. Raphael, Sarah, Tony, Valerie. Hurricane Valerie?
Your dad will have some pretty good dad jokes about Hurricane Patty, so long as it's not a destructive storm.
Do you want to hear the hurricanes in between Helene and Milton? Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, Leslie. Those are the ones that have already happened elsewhere, I guess.
Where were they?
I don't know, actually.
Wait, so that's what I'm confused about. Like, is this only in the United States? Like, do other countries have names for their hurricanes? Like, presumably...
This is, I think, just the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I just, my heart goes out, really, to everyone that's affected. Like, yeah, I can't believe.
Thinking of you.
Like, I can't imagine. Like, I've just been seeing all these. It's like my whole For You page. Like, this girl that's like literally like early 20s having to like put sandbags in her house and like having to hoist up her furniture. And then all these trolls coming for her, telling her, not trolls, but like people being like, well, you got to think of this. You got to do this. You got to do that. I can't imagine if all of these people, like the peanut gallery of the internet, was telling me like what to do. And I'd be like, I'm literally just a girl. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
A hurricane is coming right towards me.
Ugh.
I digress.
Wait, also, where do they evacuate people to? Like, where do people go? Like, more inland?
Well, that's one
higher
thing.
Higher ground. Higher ground.
A lot of people are going, I think, to Atlanta and stuff. I feel like we need to change the subject.
Yeah, we're thinking
of you. Yeah, we're getting like way into a dark, depressing hole.
Yeah, the people in Florida that are like listening are like, guys, come on, anything else. Talk about anything else.
Yeah, well, we apologize.
Anyway, we're just having empathy.
We're just a girl.
We're just a girl.
We're just a group of girls.
One girl.
I'm just a girl.
We're collectively one girl.
I was thinking about the whole I'm just a girl thing recently because I'm like, I'm turning 29 in like less than 2 weeks. And I'm like, I still feel like a baby. Like, I was doing stuff to register, make sure I'm registered to vote and such, and like organizing my voting plan and all the stuff that you're supposed to do for that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally just a girl. Like, how do people, there's so many things. I was also doing my taxes. Like, it was just all at once. I was doing, having a big adulting day of like making sure that I'm not gonna, you know, all these like little things my accountant tells me to do. And I'm like, how do normal people, like without help, figure out what to do to not get audited? Like, how do people figure that out? Plus the voting stuff. I'm like, there is so much that we have to do in a day just to make sure that we are like functioning humans in society. And it's just crazy. Like, I'm literally just a girl. I feel like I'm still 16. It feels unfair.
Yes, I agree with you. There's a lot of things that you need to like understand how to do in society.
Yeah,
that are hard.
People are like, wait, you didn't know you have to do that? And I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
People need to have a bit more grace.
Well, I mean, like, taxes, like a whole other thing. Like, taxes are so freaking confusing. Also, like, we all could be just getting like fucked by taxes in ways that we have no idea that we're getting fucked, and none of us would know how to like what if the IRS is charging us wrong taxes, you know, on accident? Like, there are mistakes that happen all the time.
How would
but
we
like
know?
How would we know?
We because wouldn't.
We don't know anything about like the law.
That's why we need checks and balances.
Okay, politics.
Checks and balances.
Okay,
you know,
AP, US Gov.
I remember, like, people have to check in on the others, other whatever.
The houses.
That, you know what I'm saying.
People are going to be like, you guys are fucking idiots.
What were we talking about last time that, like, oh, the gears? What were we talking about?
Oh, the cogs.
Oh, yeah.
Not the damn cog wheels.
The damn cogs.
The cost of goods sold.
Anyway, so how are we doing socially? Let's talk about like fun stuff. What's
going on?
Wait,
so I want to tell you guys about this birthday that I went to over the weekend.
Yeah, please tell us about this.
It looked so fun.
Legendary birthday.
I want to talk about it on the podcast because I seriously think it is such a good birthday party idea that is not just your standard like rent out a part of a bar or like tell everybody to congregate at a bar or something like that, which I feel like is like every single birthday that we have nowadays.
True.
It's like we're all going to meet at this bar or we're all going to go to this dinner, which I still think are fun birthdays, but like this was a solid birthday idea that I thought was really good. So it was one of my roommate's birthdays over the weekend, Mahi, sweet Mahi. And what he did is he rented a party bus that fit 40 people. And so he was basically like, I'll eat a part of the cost of the party bus. Everybody just Venmo me this amount. Like, I'll stock it with alcohol and make sure that everybody like has everything that they need. And the plan for the party bus is we were going to have like kind of a brief pregame at our apartment for the 40 people to like get people a little loose. The party bus would pick us up at our apartment. The first stop would be Brooklyn so that we would like stop in Dumbo at the park and then see the view over Manhattan. So as the first stop, like take a picture, vibe, whatever, get back on the party bus, go to Taco Bell is what he wanted to take it to. But obviously you can take it like anywhere. Stop at Taco Bell, pick up food. And then the party bus took us to the Met. And
did you eat the Taco Bell on the bus?
No. So we picked up the Taco Bell and then we took the Taco Bell to the Met. So the bus stopped at the Met. And then we all got off and ate the Taco Bell on the Met steps.
So it didn't. The bus didn't smell like Taco Bell.
No, because I mean, the Taco Bell that we picked it up at, this was strategized as well, was like a block away from.
Oh, good. The okay, Mets. Good, good.
Who planned this? Who planned the stops?
Mahi. The boy's a genius.
Like, it's really like admirable. He was like, we need to go watch the sunset. Then like he really thought this through.
It was so good. I mean, obviously it's like a little bit late in the year. So like I think the pregame started it 8:30 or 9. We got on the bus by 10. We got to Brooklyn by like 10:30.
Oh, so sun was already set.
Oh, it was nighttime.
Sun was set, but it was like still like obviously a really cool view.
Oh, and for sure. Yeah. It's such a vibe over there. Like, especially you could see the whole Manhattan skyline. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Wow. And then you pulled a Gossip Girl and went and ate on the Met steps.
Yeah, and obviously we got to the Met at like 11:30. There's not a single soul at the Met at 11:30 PM. So we had the whole thing to ourselves.
Mahi loves Gossip Girl, is that what you're saying? Like Mahi watches Gossip Girl.
So objectively, he didn't come up with this idea himself. He went to a birthday party that had this kind of like very similar itinerary a few weeks before.
He said copy paste.
He literally said copy paste. So I can't give him all the credit, but I will say it was a very flawlessly executed plan.
Hey, I would look at that and be like, this must be original. Like, I would never think copy paste. Anyone listening, if you want to recreate, copy paste.
No, but it was so fun. And so like basically we stopped at the Met, we ate the Taco Bell on the steps, and that, well, this was the original plan. What actually happened was slightly there were some bumps in the road, to say the least. I'll get to that at some point. But then, you know, stopping at the Met was the next stop to like sit on the steps, eat some Taco Bell. Like, I obviously didn't eat it, of course, because that would have given me horrible stomach issues.
Hasn't stopped you before.
That's true. that is true.
Good on you for practicing self-control. But
well, I was like, I don't want that.
I've
like,
never eaten Taco Bell ever in my life.
It's not worth it.
I've had Taco Bell one singular time in my life because this guy I was seeing like first year of living here was like, you've never eaten Taco Bell, we gotta change that. and I had regrets like immediately. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. Like I love fast food, but like just not Taco Bell.
Yeah. I just think it's gross. I don't know. It's not for me, but the boys love Taco Bell. So like it was a big, big hit.
I mean, people love Taco Bell. Doritos, I feel like in general.
Tacos.
When they did the Dorito yeah, taco shell.
The Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh my God.
I think
all
they still
of my
do
friends
it.
Are obsessed with Taco Bell, but really? I just sit in the back seat. Yeah.
It's just really, yeah. It's making me queasy.
And they have that drink that's like gasoline. It's like blue.
Baja Blast.
That.
I know all
Colby's
of the things.
Colby's very well versed in Taco Bell for somebody who doesn't eat stuff. It.
Yeah, I go there all the time. I just never eat it.
I feel like Colby's a closeted Taco Bell eater.
No,
like,
I'm dead serious. I've never had it before. And I've been tried to be coerced to eating it a couple of times. But it doesn't work. Well, there's this place in my town. Well, it's actually not in my town. It's like next to my town. But it's a strip of fast food restaurants called McTaco King because there's a McDonald's, Burger King, and a Taco Bell.
That's kind of funny.
And
wait, I love it.
Well, it's not actually called that. We just call it that.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I can have another stop. I usually will go get french fries.
It's not a big inconvenience if you're not going
to they're literally right next Taco to each Bell, other. It's three drive-thrus.
Walk well, next door.
I was also going to say, like, Taco Bell doesn't really fit your flavor profile. Like, it's very saucy, I feel like.
Yeah.
And Colby's not a saucy gal. I mean, no. She is a saucy gal, but she's not a saucy gal, you know?
Like, she doesn't like anything
she doesn't vibe with the sauces.
That drips. Nothing. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So Taco Bell, but you didn't participate in the Taco Bell.
No.
What did you eat before? Like, I mean, before. Okay. You prepared.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I looked at the Taco Bell and I was like, I just don't think I can. Cause so I did have Taco Bell a few weeks ago. Like I went out with Alex and his girlfriend and a few other people. And at the end of the night, like Alex loves Taco Bell's drunk food. And so he was like, I'm going to get you Taco Bell. Like you're going to eat this. And I was like, fine, but like, give me something with chicken in it. Like, I don't want any of the beef that looks like poop. Like I can't be eating any of that. And he was like, fine, like, I'll get you this, like, really sick, like, chicken flatbread thing. And
sick.
So he got me this chicken flatbread thing, and I ate it, and it was
It a cheesy gordita crunch? I literally just know the names. Crunchwrap.
Colby better stop it over here with this Taco Bell dictionary.
I literally know the names of the whole entire menu. It's all my friends talk about. I'm not kidding.
Wait, I'm dying that every time I'm referencing something and Colby's like, the Baja Gordita Blast.
I don't even know what any of those things are. I just think I can imagine
No, you can't even say that anymore. Colby's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. The Baja Gordita Blast Crunch.
I'm telling you, Colby is like Taco Bell's biggest fan, but she's just not going to admit it.
I love their work. I just admire it from afar.
We can tell. So anyways, I did eat the chicken thing, but the next day, like, my stomach was a war zone, like an absolute war zone, and I couldn't sleep the entire night because my stomach was just like doing somersaults. So anyways, remembering that this is my experience a few weeks back, I was like, love that you guys are doing this to yourself. I will not be participating.
Fair.
And so then after the mat, last stop of the night was this bar called Sally's, I think it was, which is in the Flatiron, Gramercy, potentially Murray Hill, honestly.
Maybe potentially Manhattan West.
Potentially Manhattan West, exactly.
Manhattan West?
Midtown West.
Midtown West.
Whatever.
We can call it whatever makes it sound the prettiest.
Yeah.
So this was the set plan for the night. There were some bumps along the road.
Of course.
Of course. So we ended up pre-gaming, I think, a little bit too hard, potentially. And so some people were very quickly, the 40 very quickly dwindled off throughout the night.
Oh, people like were like taking themselves home. They're like, we're done.
We get to Brooklyn, quite literally the first stop in Brooklyn. And what I would also say about the party bus, the vibe on the party bus was so fun. Like I was doing flips on everyone. I was like doing somersaults and like climbing across monkey bars. Like,
I love a party bus.
I was being crazy.
So fun.
Like I love a party bus and everybody was dancing. It was just like such a vibe.
Yeah.
So that part was really fun. But like we get off the party bus. And I guess this girl, like, just didn't get her footing correct, and she tripped off the party bus, fell into a fence that was literally, like, 5 feet in front of the bus.
No.
And nailed her nose into this metal fence, and there was blood, like, everywhere.
You're kidding.
And so she was like, holy shit, guys, like, sorry, but I think I need to go home. I'm like, I think so, too. Like, you're bleeding out on the sidewalk.
She needs to get some butterfly stitches or something.
Yeah, so that was the first bloody incident of the night. The next bloody incident is, you know, as straight men do, they always just want to fight when they're drunk. I don't know what it is. But so one of my really good friends is like Adam, I want you to just like hit me in the face as hard as you can. And I was like, no, well, like, why would I do that? And he's like, no, like hit me in the face as hard as you can. Like I can take it. And I
guys
was like,
are so weird.
I was like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, no. So anyways, he's like, just hold your hand up, hold your hand up. And so I held my hand up and he literally headbutts my hand as hard as he can. Don't ask me why, like straight men just make no sense. He comes back and he's like, holy fuck. He starts profusely bleeding out of his nose. And so there's this picture of him like laying on the bus, like with his hand over his nose because he's profusely bleeding everywhere on the bus.
That so, is so wild.
That is so confusing.
Damages that are happening along the way.
Oh my God. This is like a bus ride from this hell.
Is gory.
My God.
A lot of blood. A lot of blood to say the least.
Okay.
We get to Taco Bell. He's bleeding out on the bench. I'm continuing to somersault. I'm like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but you asked for it. I'm still doing flips, okay? Adam is still flipping, if you're curious to where I am. Eventually, the nosebleed stops, thank God. We get to the Met, and then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, no.
Two people... Do you know the Zin things? Like the...
Yes.
Okay, so two people were, I guess, like, trying these Zins for the first time, which I guess are a big hit to curb nicotine addictions for people to vape.
They're nicotine pouches.
Yeah, and so I guess they're supposed to, like, get people to stop vaping.
Yeah, it's better. It's like, you can't, won't get, like, lung disease, but you'd get, like, gum disease.
Yeah.
If
it's like packing a lip.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's nicotine, so, not
it's what all
tobacco.
The baseball players do. Baseball players do that.
They do chewing tobacco.
Oh, that's
it. Yeah. My dad still does that. It's
I think
disgusting.
Zins are supposed to be like a little bit, I was going to hand
it. Yeah, because then you won't get like lung disease.
I think they're supposed to be a little bit better or something. And also, I think they're like flavored like gum, kind of. Like, honestly, the first time I saw a Zin, I was like, oh, I think it's a pack of gum.
Yeah, it looks like a gum. No, it looks like, what are those? Were they, not Altoids. Yeah, Altoids.
Altoids, but I know that you're thinking of something else. No, so it's like a something similar to Altoids.
Icebreakers? Is that what it's called?
I think it's icebreakers. It's like little circles that are flavored.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's icebreakers.
Okay.
And so anyways, like these two dudes were trying Zins for the first time, and I don't think they knew that I guess you're supposed to spit out. Like you're supposed to like, I don't know how it works exactly, but I think
you
just chew on that
you're
and
not
then
supposed
spit
to swallow
it out.
You put it in your lip and then you spit it out,
okay.
I think.
Okay, yeah. So I don't think they knew that they were supposed to spit it out. And so they're swallowing it. And apparently if you're swallowing it while also drinking, it causes like severe nausea. And so
it
hit these two boys like a truck. Like they start profusely vomiting.
Okay, guys. So you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine. But did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at anisabeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site wide. That's ANISABeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market. And like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Like, as we're walking out the Met bus, one of them throws up on our friend's shoulder.
They puked at the Met?
Yeah, so now we have three men down.
Adam, this is crazy.
Guys, like, things just happen so fast. These other two girls, who happen to be our neighbors in our building, I guess, like, got so fucked up just along the way. Because obviously on the bus, like, we had handles and people were having such a good time. And so people are taking shots and it's just like a fun environment. And so I guess these two girls, like, took on more than they could handle, fell out of the bus onto the Met floor and were just down on the sidewalk. They were done. And I was like, I don't know how you girls are getting home, but
the bus is leaving.
You guys gotta get back on the bus, or you don't. So those were another two people down. Several other people were like, guys, like, I gotta go home. Like, I can't walk. Like, it was just the flies were dropping. And I was like, how do people get this fucked up? Because I actually, because I was just doing flips the entire night, I had barely drank.
You were exercising.
Literally all this stuff started happening around me, and I was like, when did people get this intoxicated? So anyways, there was a very beautiful concrete plan of all these nice things, like, let's sit on the steps of the Met and eat Taco Bell and take pictures and be cutesy.
Yeah, it sounds really pure, honestly.
You did take a cute picture, though.
Yeah, you did. I got a good pic.
So while all this was happening,
who was sober enough to take a photo of you?
So there was a group of us that were all, like, just doing flips, and we were all the sober people.
Just, like, normal,
fun. You were having too much fun to drink.
We were the normal, fun people.
Survival of the fittest, really.
I guess so.
My God.
So anyways, it ended up being a great night, but, like, really, I was quite shook at the, you know, what transpired in between.
Wow, lots of fatalities.
Lots of fatalities along the way.
My God.
The other funny part is, so the guy, unfortunately, who got thrown up on his shoulder, so he had to take the other guy who was swallowing the Zins home, one of them. So them two are best friends. The one guy threw up on the guy's shoulder.
Wow.
With the Zin throw up.
That's friendship.
Yeah, and so he was like, don't worry, like, I'll take you home. They assume, so they live in Flatiron, and so they assume that we're close to home, not realizing where the Met is. And so they start to walk home. The one dude balls up his shirt, throws it away, so he's shirtless walking. He's like, it's fine, we're a couple blocks away from home, because they thought that we were at Sally's, the bar that is close to their apartment. We were at the Met, which is on, like,
they confused the Met Street with a bar. Like, yes. I don't think, first time anyone's ever done that.
No, I'm telling you, like, people were just so intoxicated that they had no idea what was going on.
They should have gotten a cab.
They did get a cab. They had to convince a cab driver to drive them because the one dude had no shirt, was shirtless. The other dude was covered in vomit. It was just like,
ew.
Yeah, trigger warning.
I thought we aged out of that.
I did too, but
I think all puking also in public, being on a bus is.
Yeah, I think it was probably, like, a mix of, like, the car sickness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flips happening, you know?
My God. Wow. What a chaotic.
So, guys, that was my Saturday night. It was really fun, though.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Mahi. Wow, well, I hope he had a good time.
He definitely did. Good. I mean, like, because, like, all the important people are the ones who lasted until the end, like,
the important people.
I mean, not important, but, like, all of, like, the close, you know.
Yeah, and he had enough people that were,
yeah,
I guess that's why you invite 40 people, because by the end you'll have at least 10 people that are still standing.
Like, we lost maybe like 20 people, I would say, you know. So we lost 50% of the soldiers.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
But it was great.
Wow.
Very
okay,
fun.
Well, that sounds amazing. It's a good use of a Saturday.
That was my Saturday. Yeah.
Sounds so fun.
How was the wedding, Colb?
It was fun.
Any notes?
No notes.
Any hot
men? It was very fun.
Wait, wasn't there a groomsman who was single?
Yeah, I didn't even... Alex kept... My friend who got married kept being like, I need to find you a boy. And then we just, like, were not doing that. But it was very fine.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you had a good time regardless of...
I actually was with a couple of Elon people that I hadn't seen in years, so it was good to catch up with everyone.
So you had some catch-up time.
Yeah.
Nice, wholesome weekend.
Yeah.
And then now you have something special tonight, don't you? You silly little girl over there.
You just said that.
What a good little transition, Adam.
The way that you just said that was so funny.
Before you got here, I was like, Adam, we need to grill Colby on her... D-A-T-E.
Wait, I'm confused as to which one this is. Is this one of the pen pals?
No. Those guys are all dead.
Spooky season.
For good reason. But this guy I matched with on Raya, like, the week of our podcast party. So when I was going to my friend's wedding, I
think. Okay, like, so like two, three weeks ago.
Yeah. And so initially we like weren't texting very much. He was pretty quick to the point to just ask to go get drinks.
Lovely.
And then I had the wedding on Cape Cod, and then I was waiting for him to text me because originally we were getting drinks the week before that, and then he had the basketball game.
Yeah, right. we've talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember. Yeah,
we've talked about this man.
I was like, now I'm remembering everything.
Okay, I remember that.
And then I was waiting for him to text me, and he didn't end up texting me until Wednesday last week, and which is fine. But then the week was essentially over because I was leaving Friday morning.
Yeah.
So then we decided that we would get drinks tonight. But we've been talking pretty much consistently since he texted me last week.
He's giving green flag energy, like everything that I've seen.
I know. I feel like I manifested him. He's so like, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be so sad.
He seems like your perfect match. Like, he's funny. He's really funny. And like,
he's the witty one.
He's witty and funny. He's funny. And seemingly cute and hopefully tall.
Yeah, hopefully tall. I was showing Rebecca pictures yesterday, and I had shown Katie something too, and I was just trying to do an analysis, and I was showing Rebecca his profile, and she was like, that guy looks like he's at least this tall, and he's standing a little bit in front of him, so he has to be at least 6 feet.
Okay,
so
it's like,
okay.
That's the thing about Raya. It doesn't tell you people's heights, which... I don't know. I feel like that's probably good because it's like...
I feel like some people put it in their bio. Like on your own, people put it in their bio.
Some people do, but that's kind of icky.
It is icky, but it's also like...
Helpful.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Icky, but helpful.
Where are you guys going?
We are going to Layla Bar.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
It's next to one of your favorite establishments.
Bond Street?
No.
Don Angie.
No, not one of your real favorites.
Give me a hint.
The Clam.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Clam. If real ones will remember, Adam absolutely shitting on this establishment.
Don't even get me started on the fucking Clam.
Like, he had a work dinner there. Some entree didn't come. He was fighting them on the bill.
And I wasn't even fighting.
He will never return to the Clam. And this was over like a year and a half ago. And the Clam is dead to us.
This was also an argument over a $17 appetizer.
Yeah. But I'll never forget it. Every time I walk by the Clam, I'm like, Adam hates it there.
I wrote the craziest open table review.
You see the open table. Wait, that's so exciting, Colby. I'm looking at it on the map. It's really close to me. Really close to where we're sitting right here, right now.
I know.
Right in this very room. Well, that's so exciting.
I just need to go on a walk later, Adam. I'm not sure if you're free, but
I need to go on a walk as well.
I feel like we just, I need to stretch my legs around, what's
it? I would love 7:30? That. You should come.
I also
7:38? I feel like we can camp out.
Sit down.
Katie, I also think we need to get a drink at Layla Bar.
No, you know what? We could just, I don't know, go to the Clam, bring some binoculars.
Well, I certainly won't be going to the Clam, but like, we can go across the street.
Just come.
They are so close. They are literally next door neighbors. Like, we could go to the Clam.
Wait,
just
there's another better place on the opposite side. It's Leroy House.
So I thought that, but it's not on here on the map.
Oh, did it close?
Why would it not be on the map?
Are you thinking of Hudson Clearwater?
No,
I'm
you
thinking
are
of Leroy
right.
House.
Leroy House. I know that.
Ow.
Leroy House is cute also.
Wait,
yeah,
I
that
feel
crack
like,
was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I see them now. You're right. It's like a little further down the street, but I think the binoculars can reach.
I think so too.
I am a very cracky person. Like, my knees crack, my ankles crack.
Cracking.
It's not like a lot of people do.
No, mine do too. My ankles and my knees and my hips.
Yeah.
And I always get self-conscious at Core Power when I'm like cracking all over the place. And I'm like, it's always during the quiet songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, that's embarrassing.
The worst is when I'm at work and it just... I bend down to pick something up and my knees crack. And
can
I
feel
like
it
sounds 80.
I have a confession. Well, I guess this isn't really a confession, but just something I remembered. I used to be so jealous of people in high school and like that time period of life that could crack their knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was so jealous. You know those people in the middle of class that would just like crack their whole hand.
Mm-hmm. And the people that could crack their backs on the desk chair.
Yeah, like stuff
like that. I always would try and do that.
Why is it like... There should be like a list. We should make a list of things that were cool that really aren't cool. But because we were in high school, for some reason, like that was so cool. Like, I was like, wow, that person can crack their whole hand. Now it's like they probably have arthritis. Like, You know what I mean?
Cracking has always given me like the biggest, like what's the word?
Nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah. God, yeah. Even, like thinking about it. Just like Alex and Mahi like crack shit all the time and like they know they can't do it around me because I just start freaking out.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's like involuntary on my like ankles and like hips and such, but my fingers, like I've never been able to crack my knuckles.
I think that that's a benefit to you.
Anyway, Colby, very excited about your date. Your outfit is...
Thank you.
Pookie, you're looking fire.
Thank you.
Are you going straight from work to the date?
Well, I don't know. That I was like, I have an influencer coming to the office today for a fitting, mm-hmm. for an event. And so I was like, I want to look cute for that anyway. And then Katie and I have to go to an event. Yeah. After work. And then I was like, I don't know if I am gonna have time to change, so I was like, I need to wear something that I could potentially not have to change out of, but is appropriate for work, an event, and also to go get drinks.
Wait, I feel like you should go straight to the date. Like, you look really cute.
Yeah. Thanks.
And if you go home, you're gonna freak out and want to change your outfit and like...
No, I would just change into like pants and a shirt.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's perfect. She's wearing a little skirt, and it is a skirt, right?
And
it's
a sweater.
Skirt, yeah. And then a sweater. Green, olive green. I'm also wearing olive green. Adam did not get the memo. He's wearing navy blue.
Yeah, I'm like a big old blueberry today. I actually literally look like Violet or whatever her name is from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Like I straight up look like a blueberry.
What's her last name? Violet Beauregard? Is that it?
Violet Beauregard.
Veruca Salt. I love Veruca Salt.
What's that?
She's another person. Veruca Salt.
What a name.
Violet Beauregard. Who's the one that wanted the golden egg?
I don't remember.
That was...
Daddy!
I think that was...
One.
Violet.
Oh. And she turns into like a big...
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
God, I gotta brush up on that.
That is reminding me that I am going to a Broadway show on Saturday.
Which one?
I'm so excited. I'm going to Wicked.
Oh, so I can't wait. I've never seen that one.
Oh my God, it's so good. And I haven't seen it in a while. And the movie's coming out in November. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to be... freshly versed,
yeah,
in Wicked.
I love that.
I'm having my 8-year-old niece is my guest this weekend.
Aww.
And I'm so excited.
You're gonna make some core memories for her.
I know,
she's gonna remember. Everyone remembers their first time. Has she been here before to the city?
No.
Everyone remembers their first time in New York City, whether it's like actually remembering or just like seeing photos and being like, wow, I remember my first time I saw Wicked when I first came to New York City.
Really?
Yeah. Before I knew I would eventually live here.
I think the first time I came, I went to the Rockettes.
Hmm.
And then I started coming every year. And then we would go to Broadway shows. I saw Hairspray. And I wish that was still playing on Broadway because that is just...
It isn't?
An incredible production.
I don't know why, but in my head, like, all the shows that... they're just, like, always there. Like, yeah. they don't go away. Like, I just... always feel like
I think some of them are mainstays and some rotate out, but yeah. Hairspray isn't there right now.
I guess that would make sense. I'm going to Carnegie Hall for the first time soon.
Where's that?
I don't really even know, but I think
by Lincoln Center, maybe.
Not
Midtown West.
Not sure, but I just remember Carnegie Hall being like, "Ooh, that's like an iconic New York City establishment," and I'm like, "Never been."
Wait, is that where the ballet is?
I'm going to see Sleeping at Last. It's this. You probably have heard it. It's like, honestly, kind of like instrumental music.
Oh.
Well, no, there's like lyrics, but it's very like soothing, very like emotional, like kind of sad, honestly. Oh. And I got it as a birthday present to myself. I'm going to see it.
Oh, that's
it's like
so
a symphony
cute.
Orchestra, I'm pretty sure. Like amazing. Equivalent. But if you guys have ever heard of Sleeping at Last, it was one of those things Spotify now tells you when like people that you love to listen to are like touring, like a little notification will pop up and be like, Sleeping at Last tickets just went on sale. And I was like, surely they won't be coming to New York. Mm-hmm. Carnegie Hall, I'm going.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
I feel like those kinds of things are fun. And like, I want to do more of this, you know,
same.
Like that's some of the stuff that's in the city that I feel like the city has to offer that you go and do like one or two times, but still haven't done yet.
Or you do as like a tourist. But when you live here, it's like, there's all these things that you do when you like visit the city. But then when you like live here, you're like, oh, I don't want to do the touristy stuff. So you just like don't do stuff.
Yeah, but some of that stuff is like kind of fun, I feel.
Yeah, like I want to go to the ballet. I want to do...
Same, I want to go to the ballet also.
I do too.
They also opened the new...
Get dressed up and go to the ballet.
They opened the new Bloomberg like opera center downtown.
Oh.
Next to World Trade Center.
I didn't know that was
I've been to the opera. I've been to Lincoln Center.
Wait, Kath, you've definitely seen it when you've gone to Jack's apartment. I mean, Colby, I'd be surprised if you haven't seen it either, but it's a big cube and it glows at night. Yes,
I've seen it.
It's really pretty. It's like massive. You can't miss it.
I've seen it. It's like gray.
It's like orangish.
Have not seen
orange.
It. Yeah.
I don't venture down there very often.
Oh, no, this is two blocks down from your apartment.
Is it by?
This isn't worth it.
Colby knows everything about Taco Bell, but she doesn't know a thing about. Know.
I'm going to a concert at Pier 17 tomorrow. Maybe I'll see it on my way home.
I think you will.
Who are you seeing?
Brett Young.
Brett Young. Love Brett Young.
So my thing is, I thought that I knew his discography well, and I've now gone into listening to him preparing for the concert, and I only know like two songs.
Is he a country singer?
Yeah, but I think I was thinking of Brett Eldridge when I was like, oh my god, I love him. But the couple of songs that I do know are really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really know like his older stuff from like 2017, it looks like.
I've recently been on a huge country kick, but like specifically country SoundCloud remixes.
Yeah.
I love country music. Ugh. I'm so glad. I feel like country music's having this like moment where everyone's like finally not embarrassed to say they like country music.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why people were like, it was hard for people to say that they like country music for a while. Like I was like feeling like I was in the minority.
No, love country music.
Like I've always loved country music.
Me too. It's so good.
Anywho.
Do you guys want to hear about this thing with Dubai guy?
That's kind of funny. Absolutely.
So as people have heard, I'm going to London next week.
Yes.
For the first time. So excited. Randomly, so the head of sales in London, who they just hired to build out the London office, is in the city this week because we have like our quarterly business reviews.
Yeah.
And her and I were chatting last night, and she was like, if you want to come work and like move to London, like we'll sponsor your visa. Like, let me know.
Absolutely fucking not. You're not leaving us. You are not leaving us. And you won't. You won't.
I definitely won't.
I'm just kidding.
But I was thinking about it. I was like, should I just move to London?
I think about it all the time. Like when Jack's like, oh, you know, like if I don't, he's in the process of renewing his visa. And he's like, well, I could, you know, I have to go back to England. I'm like, would that be so bad? I can go too.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, should I do it for like a year?
But I flirt with the idea. But I think I would thrive.
You take like a significant pay. I mean, you obviously are a business owner, so you wouldn't have the same problems. But like you take a significant pay cut when you move to London, like substantial.
Why?
Just because I think they assume that cost of living there is cheaper and like a lot of things are paid for in London, in the UK, like healthcare, I think. And
yeah, free healthcare.
Yeah, things like that. So
goals.
You take like a major pay cut. So I don't know if I'd want that. But anyways, that was on my agenda this
week.
Still
flirting with the idea.
I'm flirting. I would never do it, obviously, though.
Yeah, I know you.
I flirt. I would never.
You'd never.
But anyway, so I'm going to London next week, and I think I mentioned this on the podcast, but Dubai guy, who is this guy that I matched with on Raya, like at this point over a year ago, who I just have banter with, was supposed to be in London that week. And so we were planning, like he was going to take my friends and I out, and it was going to be this whole fun thing. And so I get a message from him.
Oh, no.
On Saturday. I'm just going to read it to you guys because I think it's so funny.
I'm like scared, but you're smiling. Like, I don't know.
No, because I'm like literally obsessed with him.
Okay.
I literally think I'm in love with him and I need to move to Dubai.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. Adam, how are you, beautiful man? A little update on my side. I've been asked to anchor a special show we're making around October 7th. It's a big privilege, but unfortunately, it means I'm not coming to London anymore. This also means I owe you not just a dinner, but also something super special to make it up to you. I'll let you decide what that is. In the meantime, I'll keep pushing plans to be in New York stat. And if you feel like visiting Dubai for an adventure, you know I'll make it fun. Big kiss and apologies again. P.S. I know some great places in London if you need reservations. Sends me that. Obviously, I'm like, I'm obsessed with you. And then he's like,
you canceled our date and I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah, why are you so happy about this?
I love that he's just keeping me on the line like this. Like, I love it when a man just is.
Oh, because he's playing hard to get?
Yeah, I love it.
That's why you love him.
Literally obsessed.
He lives halfway across the world.
I'm not sure if this is healthy, Adam.
Yeah.
I have problems, but it's okay. At least we acknowledge that we have problems, aka me. Anyways, he's giving me all these London restaurant recommendations, and he's like, how about this? Like, I'll get you the best reservation in London. Right now, it's this restaurant that just opened. They're a Dubai concept. I know the owner. I'll call them. I'll get you and your friends a reservation. And I'll pay for it. And I was like, let's fucking
go. I'll pay for it. That's sexy.
He literally you're booked it. It's called Gaia is the restaurant.
Mm.
At 8 p.m. on Saturday. Gaia in Mayfair in London.
I feel like I've heard of that. Gaia?
Apparently, it's like one of these hot new openings in London. And I texted my friends at work and I was like, you guys are never going to believe. Like, when I call them, I feel like I call these guys like in my head my NPCs. Do you guys know what NPC is?
No.
It's like non-playable character. It's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I was going to say not problematic.
No, I feel like I've like been referencing in my head, like Dubai guy is one of my NPCs,
I've
Canada.
I've been seeing NPC on TikTok. Is this like a gaming term?
It's a gaming term.
Okay.
Non-playable character. So it's basically like if you're the main character in your life, like there are all these NPCs around you. Like you guys wouldn't be NPCs because you're like part of my story, you know? But like... Okay. A passerby on the street or like a pen pal can be like an NPC. It's like, I don't know anything about this guy's like motivations, his life. Like we're just like pen pals. So he's okay. Like, he's like an NPC to me. You
like
know?
A low risk, low stakes, exactly. Just kind of like there.
And if we met and we're dating, like obviously he wouldn't be an NPC anymore, but right now he's an NPC. Similarly, like Canada is an NPC to me.
Wait, this restaurant looks so bougie.
I know, I'm pumped.
Look at their Instagram. It's like so clean.
I know. And
it's
so
very curated.
Wow, okay, this is gonna be epic.
I texted my work friends and I was like, hey, like just so you guys know, like one of my NPCs got us this reservation and I think paid for the reservation as well. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Adam, who the fuck are these men that are doing this for you and your friends? And I'm like, I'm telling you, it's like just one of my NPCs. Like I match with them on Raya, we've been pen pals for a year, and like I think he's in love with me.
Wow.
So
okay,
anyway, so that's thrilling. What I'll be doing in London. I won't be meeting Dubai, but I certainly will be enjoying the fruits of our pen pal.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow.
It's like a sugar daddy with no sugar.
I know. Well, best case scenario.
Or with the sugared, no daddy.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. There's a little sugar involved in a free dinner.
Also, I want to clarify, because I feel like I keep referencing this Dubai guy, and I feel like people are probably picturing this like 50-year-old man who's just like doing all these things for me. Like, Dubai guy is literally, I think, 27. Like, I think he's a year younger than me.
Oh my God.
But he's just this like hyper successful Australian guy who lives in Dubai.
He's Australian.
Yeah. And he's sent me some voice memos before and his accent is like incredible.
Or he's a creep living in his mom's basement, faking an Australian accent.
That could also be correct or completely correct. Oh no, he's 33. Okay. So I'm completely lying. But 33 like is only 5 years older than me now that I'm 28.
Yeah.
So...
And he's age appropriate.
So hot.
Wow, I'm excited for you. That sounds amazing.
I'm in love with him. Maybe he'll surprise me and fly to London. Just kidding. He's not going to do that. But
he's
going
to crash the reservation.
Maybe he'll surprise you and fly to New York City.
Yeah.
I would love nothing more.
Huh.
But that's all my updates.
Wow, you guys, this is exciting. Lots of things.
Riveting
in the pipeline.
We probably have time for a question.
Yeah, let's answer a question.
And then I'm about to pee my pants.
Okay, well, this one, we need to help our girl out. I read this subject line and I'm like, oh God, we gotta help her.
What's happening with Girly Pop?
The subject line is, does it count if he wasn't hard?
Ooh.
Yeah. We need to help her.
That's a rough one.
I was enticed. Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Happy 3-year anniversary of the podcast. Honestly, not sure what I would do without you guys every Friday. I've been listening since the beginning and still can't get enough. So my dilemma is that this is the first time I have been single since I was 19, and I'm currently 23 years old. With that being said, I've had a hot girl summer and have been acting kind of crazy when it comes to guys. To be clear, she sent this like last week. Mm-hmm. Every time I go out on the weekends, I tend to hook up with different guys, and the next day, part of me regrets it. I hooked up with this guy this past weekend, and it was literally a one-night stand. Like, I don't even remember his name. This really freaked me out because I've never done this before. Normally, the guys I hook up with, I kind of know, or I've been on dates with them previously. I had major Sunday scaries when I woke up next to him, but I remembered last night that he couldn't get hard. Therefore, we technically didn't have sex, but other actions occurred. I'm kind of mad at myself for letting this random guy come over, but part of me is thinking it doesn't even count because he couldn't get it up. I just want to feel justified, and please don't judge me. Love you. See you. Bye.
So she's asking if it counted, like...
The question in the subject line is, does it count if he wasn't hard?
Well, no. They didn't have sex.
Yeah, I don't think it counts.
No.
I think you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. No, I don't think it counts.
Block it out.
Having sex. I don't know. I feel like one night stands, you know, it builds character. Because after you have one and then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, at least for me, I was like, that freaked me out. I need to like reel it in. It kind of like helps.
It's a wake up call.
Yes, that's what it is. No, that's what it is. And I've had plenty of one night stands, like quite a few one night stands in the city, like before, obviously before Jack. And it kind of was my wake-up call to, like, also, like, get my life together. Like, I would wake up, I would, like, wash my sheets, I would redo my whole room, I would, like, and then feel really good about myself after that. Like, I feel like it's just kind of, like, a shock to the system. It's like a cold plunge, you know?
But also, I feel like you shouldn't have shame around it. Like, some people just get drunk and, like, want to go, like, fuck, you know? Like, who cares?
Absolutely. No, that's exactly right. Like, no shame.
Get it out of your system now.
It was fun.
You never know when the last time you're going to have a one-night stand is.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to be locked down, and you're going to be like, damn, I wish I had as many one-night stands as possible.
It's like a fun, flirty thing. As long as you're being safe and, like, doing what you want to do. Of course, she's like, yeah, I don't remember. Again, girl, been there. Been there many times over. But I think it's all about just how you go forward, you know? You're allowed to regret it. You're allowed to have, like, ooh, that kind of, like, I don't love that I did that. Like,
Didn't feel good about that one.
That's relatable, but honestly, it's, like, kind of funny. It's, like, something you can joke about with your friends.
Yeah, joke about
like,
with your friends.
Again, as long as you're, like, feeling safe, you're feeling good, like, you know, nothing, like, catastrophic happened, like, I feel like it's just another thing. And it's something, again, one day you're not going to be doing that anymore, and it's going to be, like, remember those crazy days? Like, it's something fun to, like, look back on.
Yeah.
Fun, flirty vibes. Fun, flirty, hot girl summer.
I love that for her.
And like she said, she hasn't been single since she was 19. The first time, it's the first time she's been single since she was 19. So
yeah, get out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, come on. But I know it's like kind of shocking, I guess, after being a relationship girl, like going from one relationship to the next and then having one night stands. But I think it's totally normal because I feel like I was always hearing this narrative, and like I even tried to like put myself into that thinking like, oh, I want to be the kind of girl that loves one night stands. I want to be Samantha Jones. Like I want to be this like, you know, I want to be like sexy and fun. I could just go home with whoever. And like I would be mad at myself for feeling guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a very normal emotion. And it's not because like I just kind of felt like I would have had a better night if I had just gone home alone and woke up this morning by myself and then like, you know. You just have like regrets like that, but I think it's totally normal and they don't like last forever.
It's a phase.
Yeah. You'll feel kind of like guilty for like, I don't know, like 5 to 7 business days. And then you're like on to the next thing, you know? Yeah. So, but to answer the question, does it count if he wasn't hard?
No.
Yeah.
You're good, girl. You're good.
That put it in the rear up. View.
Put it in the rear view. I like that.
Yeah.
Put it in the rear. You should name the episode that.
Put it in the rear view.
And maybe it's too long.
I don't know. There's just some other funny things we said throughout that I might.
That's true. We really slayed today.
When I listen, I'm usually multitasking. I'm like cleaning or something while I'm listening to like make sure that, you know, the episode sounds good. And I'll like sprint over to my computer if someone says something funny. I have like a running list of title options.
I love that.
Some of them don't make the cut because I'm like, I think this is like, no one's going to get it, you know?
Yeah, it's like only we would get it.
Only we would get it. But anyway.
That's fun. Well, girls, I think that's all we have time for today because Colby and I need to
scurry on
go slave ourselves away to corporate America.
Yeah, I got to go pick up my laundry.
And with that, it's been fun, guys. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
That was so harmonic of us.
I know, that was gorgeous.
Harmonizing.
We really dropped some notes.
Wow.